Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine food Friday, July 31st. I'm Jackie Orchard, filling in for Ray Graff. We are going to talk about the art of seasoning food today and how it can enhance your culinary experience. We've got a few seasoned experts on the line, Tony Carlotto and Darby Weagle. They're the proprietors of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts, and they produce an extensive variety of salts and seasonings that are sold across the region. To spice things up, give us a call, 1-800-348-2551. Again, that's 1-800-348-2551. Tony, Darby, and your calls all coming up on Vox Pop right after this news. Hello once again, and welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Jackie Orchard, filling in for Ray Graff. We've all heard of seasoning, the process of adding salt, herbs, or spices to your food, but it can be so much more than that. Ready to tell us how are two experts, Tony Carlotto and Darby Weagle of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. They grow garlic and make many seasonings and other related products from it. They specialize in converting it into black garlic and unique goodies such as black garlic salt, peppercorns, and vinegars. Over 75% of the flavorings are grown or produced on the farm. So pass the salt and give us a call. The number is 1-800-348-2551. Again, that's 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email us, voxpop@wamc.org. Tony and Darby, welcome back to Vox Pop. Tony and Darby, are you there? Well, maybe we don't have Tony and Darby. Maybe it will just be Jackie Orchard talking about salt for the next hour. And let me tell you, that is going to get old really quickly, so I hope you're ready. Couple things that we can talk about today are the different seasonings and spicings that they make. They did happen to send me a bag of goodies myself, a very large black garlic parcel that I don't know what to do with because I am not a very good cook. Looking at Zach the engineer, I think we might have Tony and Darby now.
Boy, at the magic moment, the line went dead.
Woo!
Hope it's not a sign of something.
Boy, am I glad anyway, to hear from
back.
You.
It's so good to be with you today. We miss Ray.
Oh, I know. I'm a good poor replacement back. For Ray, but he does deserve
no,
a
you're
vacation.
Not. We're going to have a fun show.
So please start by telling me, what have you been up to? Literally, I can say, what's cooking?
That's right. What's cooking? Most events, as everybody knows, have been canceled. The Vermont Garlic Festival scheduled for Labor Day weekend is gone, and the Hudson Valley Garlic Festival for the last week of September is done. So we've done our local farmer's market in Sheffield since May 29th. That's been a nice market every week. It's every Friday, 3 to 6. That's been taking the place. We did West Stockbridge yesterday. That's a nice little market on Thursdays. But as far as doing many events, as everybody knows, they're not there anymore.
So what?
Looking for anything to do.
What sort of products are you bringing to the farmers markets?
We're bringing our usual salts, seasonings, peppercorns, and everything. But we're also bringing Darby's Wonderful Baked Goods. I'm bringing pickles, salsa, occasionally some bacon, pastrami.
Vinegar.
Vinegars, black garlic, regular garlic, a little bit of everything.
Oh, my. So, Darby, I'm a sucker for baked goods, so you have to tell me what you've been baking.
Well, I try to make something with local, whatever's, you know, being grown at the time. So we've been I do a lot of blueberry streusel bread, which has been a hit. Peaches are starting. We've been gotten some of those. I do a peach schnapps pound cake that's outrageous. I do an apple bread. One of my most famous ones is chocolate chip banana bread.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking next week I used to do a lot of biscottis, so I'm thinking about working on that for next week. So it's been fun.
I'll tell you what, I don't trust somebody who doesn't love banana bread.
Well, this is a chocolate banana bread, and it's absolutely outrageous.
That sounds too good. Tell
well,
me.
Next time when we get up to visit next time, we'll bring some.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of things I want you two to bring the next time you come visit. We're going to have to do just a whole day together, just making delicious treats.
Okay. We're ready.
So tell me, how has the pandemic affected and changed your business?
Not quite as much business. Luckily, our little mom-and-pop shops and wholesale accounts have been pretty good. Mail orders are up. That's been very nice, so it's keeping us going. But all the big events, we did a series of events at the Connecticut Convention Center in Hartford. We had the RV show in January, the flower show in February, but there's a hunting and fishing show after that, which was canceled, and everything else that was, we used to do the Cromwell Farmers Market in Connecticut. They canceled for the season, and Norfolk, Connecticut also. So most of the bigger events are, as we all know, they're the same thing. They're not going on. But the market in Sheffield has been fabulous. The people come in, it's one-way traffic, wear a mask, buy your stuff, and keep moving. It's been very well. Every week has been well attended. We can't say enough about how pleased we are with that.
Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts are our guests today. We have a lot to talk about, seasonings, garlics, and all kinds of fun stuff. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. But first, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk salt. Welcome back to Vox Pop. I'm Jackie Orchard, filling in for Ray Graff. We are talking about the art of seasoning food today with Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. The number to call with your seasoning or salt or garlic questions is 1-800-348-2551. Again, that number is 1-800-348-2551. Tony and Darby, I have to ask you a question that is probably going to make you cringe, and you're going to be very embarrassed to know me, but I have to ask it. Are you ready?
You bet. Let her rip.
I don't actually know at all what black garlic is.
It's a good question.
It is a
People
good question.
People ask me, I've never heard of black garlic. It says, never heard of you either. It's a good question. You only know if you ask.
Well, I feel bad because you sent it to me, and I honestly don't know what to do with it.
Try eating a little bit first. It's like candy. Some people just love it just to eat. Had one fellow who'd buy everything I could make and pay me double, so I need something to share with the rest of the world and to make our products with. We got into the spice business by an overabundance of garlic about 10 years ago. I read a little paragraph in a pamphlet, so make your own garlic salt. I said, we can do that, and we did. But it went on to making all sorts of products. We grow or produce over 75% of all the flavors in our seasonings and combination blends and everything. But black garlic is pretty popular. About 20 years ago, it came upon the scene, although it's an ancient technique, 2,000 to 3,000 years old, is taking your standard garlic and treating it under temperature and humidity control in like a rice cooking device for a period of time from like 12 to 30 days or even a little bit longer. And it's beyond fermentation, it's beyond roasting. It's actually what's called a Maillard reaction that changes the whole chemical composition that makes it very sweet, very rich in flavor, which means umami, to put in anything. One of my favorite tricks to do with it is taking a pot of marinara sauce. When I get it simmering halfway through it, is put a couple cloves in. I rub them on a soup spoon with a fork. It dissolves into the sauce. It puts a layer of flavor in there that makes you drink the sauce or lick the plate if you don't do that already. So that was a good question to ask. We get asked so many times with it. So you only know by asking, so don't be embarrassed.
So it's a special process. You said it's like a rice cooker. Are you like slowly cooking this garlic in a specific way? Does it actually turn black?
It does. They make a device for it. They call it a black garlic fermenter, although it's not a fermentation process. It's programmed to go 12 days. Some are made to go 9, 10, 11, or 12, or up to 15 days. I went a couple cycles of 12 days to create ours. But it actually looks like licorice. It turns very black, dark brown or black. And it's soft like licorice. I've never seen it go bad or get mold on it or anything. It's very long-lasting. Like I said, to eat it or put it in recipes, it loves beef. It loves tomato-based things like a beef gravy or a Salisbury steak gravy. I do the same technique of rubbing a couple cloves into it, and it makes it magic. We've gotten recently into making more products with it. We make a black garlic salt, black garlic peppercorns. We have a black garlic balsamic vinegar, which is off the charts. When people get it, they come back next week and buy it again. I want to do a, if we're good in the studios, do a demonstration of putting on Cheerios just to show it works on everything.
Oh, that sounds like a very Ray thing to do, by the way.
I knew he'd like that.
Be careful. When Ray's back, he's going to want to do black garlic with Spam. That's his whole thing.
We even tried putting it in brownies. It sounds weird, but it does. It's same thing. It adds this layer of flavor you can't put your, you know, finger on, but it tastes really good. Really good on pizza also.
Oh, I have a black garlic pizza story to share with you. Are you ready for this?
You bet.
Yep.
I was in Anchorage, Alaska at a pizza cafe, and I love garlic, but I've really only think ever had like maybe garlic salt or just like the flavor of it. And I ordered a garlic pizza thinking it was just going to be like a pizza that made nobody want to stand near me for the rest of the night. Which was true in the long run, but they actually put chunks of cloves of garlic on it. And did you, well, you know this, but after it cooks, it's got like a potato consistency. It becomes like squishy.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was the first time in my life I ever had like little chunks of like potato tasting garlic.
The other thing about black garlic is they say it triples the nutritional value of garlic. So it's even better for you.
Oh, isn't garlic already a superfood?
You bet it is.
It is, but this is even super, super.
Extra super garlic is black garlic. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts are our guests today. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. Again, that number is 1-800-348-2551. You have a question about salt or how to season your food? These are the people to ask. The number, 1-800-348-2551. Tony and Darby, I want to ask you a little bit about this origin story. You said that you just happened to have an overabundance of garlic. Talk to me about when you first started gardening.
About 40 years ago, we've been at Rolling Rock Farm here. A little bit of everything. You name it, we grew it, planted it. Had all every animal except cows here, so we got sheep, goats, pigs, chickens. Now we're down to just four cats. I had a stroke last year, as many of you know. We have a new no stroke, no joke, no salt line to go along with that.
Yep.
Last time on the race, he says, "What do you want to talk about?" So how about we do some stroke joking today? He says, "Really?" I said, "Why not?" But one year I planted 2,000 garlic cloves. By chance, there's a story publication pamphlet. It was like $3.95. All you want to know about garlic, 28 pages, like four blank pages. And here's this little paragraph, like 3 o'clock in the morning, make your own garlic salt. And that lit me right up. So that was where it got started. We started making garlic salt.
And now we have at least 100 varieties of salt.
Oh, my. So
many are garlic-based.
Yep.
For people who maybe want to get into growing garlic and they have no idea where to start, what do you recommend?
It's very easy to grow. You can grow it anywhere. You can grow it in containers. You can grow it in your gardens. Garlic is traditionally planted in the fall in the Northeast, and like to do it after a couple good frosts. Some people plant it too early and gets too much of a head start before winter comes on. But the garlic, most garlic, like a hardneck variety, needs the winter to let the cloves develop and start a little. You plant one clove, it turns into a whole head. That cold weather is what divides the clove into growing the separate heads. I planted as late as December 12th or 14th last year. And because of my situation of not being able to bend over too much or plant stuff, your sales rep, Josie, came over with her husband and planted a bunch of garlic for me last year. It was like the first couple weeks of December. It's doing fabulous right now. It's ready to pick. Garlic that's planted in the fall is good for 6 to 9 months. You can plant garlic in the spring. It's good for about 5 or 6 months lasting quality. But some you can just take garlic scapes when they come up are very useful. But garlic's very easy to grow. And that their big WWW, there's all sorts of good information on garlics. The Garlic Fest used to have a bunch of educational things, which we're going to miss this year. So, but don't look around for all sorts of information. But I encourage anybody to try growing garlic, to try it. It's very easy to grow, and it always... If somebody has the blues, the best thing to do is take and chop up some garlic, put in some olive oil, and put it in a pan, let the house fill up with smoke or... just a garlic smell, rather. They call it Italian incense. They'll pick up anybody's mood.
Well, the Garlic Festival might have been canceled due to the pandemic, but you kind of are our mini garlic festival virtually right now, so thank you. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts are our guests today. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. Again, that number is 1-800-348-2551. Tony and Darby, we've got some calls stacking up. What do you say we get to some of those calls?
Let's get them.
Let's do it.
All right, we go first to Jim in Adams, Massachusetts. Jim, you're on.
Yes, good afternoon, Jackie.
Hi.
Glad you're on. I like Gray, and I think you need some little more notice of your talents and your abilities, as I was glad that Ray was starting to come more into prominence at the station.
Oh, well, if it makes you feel
Tony
better.
And Darby.
Oh, hello.
I'm afraid. Hey,
how are you?
Yes.
Go ahead, Jim.
Did you hear my first talk?
What's that?
Okay. Did you hear what I was saying a little earlier?
Yeah, I was going to say, if it makes you feel better, I give myself lots of praise and recognition every day, so we don't have
yes,
to worry
about
good,
it. Yes, that's but, you know, we like to see other people come to prominence in the station's network. Anyway, you kind of took the wind out of my sails. I was going to ask Tony and Darby how they make garlic, black garlic, and you already covered that, but I do like to take fresh garlic cloves and age them in oil and glass jars in the refrigerator and have some of that every day, but this black garlic sounds like the super-duper way to go now, Tony and Darby. Thanks for the information on that.
You could buy a machine on the Internet, no, eBay. Just look around. Black garlic fermenter, a black garlic machine. They used to be close to $300, then $200. They're under $100 now. I strongly encourage everybody to try it. It's very easy to do. Once you get introduced to it, everybody I talked into doing is just so thrilled with it. It's incredible. All the things you can do. Black garlic pizzas are quite a nice thing also, putting some specks of that on your pizza. So you can find all sorts of recipes. You'll get to love it. I guarantee you will.
Jim, thank you for the call. Now, Tony and Darby, when he says that he's soaking them in oils, what is that for and what kind of oils should people be using?
Well, you can infuse most things in oil. Not recommended for a lot of things. You can put herbs in it, but things change. You got to be fear of botulism as far as no putting in a say some peppers in it. You can do anything in vinegar and be sure to be pretty safe, as vinegar is like will preserve anything. But I think black garlic in oil would last well is one thing. I'm going to try that soon. I've got the black garlic, black balsamic vinegar, which is very good. I encourage everybody to try that. Do whatever you want with that. But vinegars and oils don't infuse with garlic. If you infuse garlic into it, put it in the fridge for 2 to 3 weeks. Be careful to use it up. Garlic will last longer than other vegetables once it's put into oil, but you got to be careful to know where you're going with that. But as far as putting anything in the vinegar, it's just like pickling and doing it. You can put your finger in there and like it lasts forever. Drinking the juice, like I said before, having a shot of apple cider vinegar, some garlic every day, it'll make you live to be 157 years old. Although we're great, we're not doctors, so don't take our word for everything.
Right.
Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts are our guests today. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. Again, that number is 1-800-348-2551 for all of your garlic and salty questions. Tony and Darby, I have to ask you, my good friend and producer here, Sarah LeDuc, loves to make wood-fired pizzas at home, and you mentioned like a black garlic pizza. What is the best way to prepare that? Let us know.
I was going to ask you if you made pizzas yourself, and take some of that black garlic, give her a little bit of it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it to her.
And use it as a topping on the pizza. Chop it up into little bits. You don't need a lot of it to put on there. Also, another treat on pizza is black garlic vinegar. I've taken 4 or 5 drops on one piece of pizza. What I'm going to do next time is get one of Rocco's pizzas, have delivered over there, and we'll try some black garlic balsamic on it. It's another treat. We also put that on hamburgers, too. But doing a black garlic, as a pizza topping is killer. I got into making black garlic bread about a month ago, and I got back into pasta and pizzas, and up the COVID-19 went out in my belly right away, so I had to back off from that.
Everyone here knows that when we're talking pizza, we are talking my language. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts are on the line today. The number is 1-800-348-2551. Tony and Darby, what do you say we get to some of these other questions?
You bet. Bring them on.
Yep.
All right. We go now to Dieter. Dieter, you're on.
Hi, guys. Appreciate all your information. I grow some garlic, and I've found that sometimes I'll get this garlic. It'll pop up in the spring. I plant it in the fall. looks really healthy at the beginning, and then all of a sudden it kind of starts withering. I'll dig it up, and it's just sort of a mushy ball at the bottom. I don't know if it's a disease or what it might be and what I could do to prevent it.
Hmm.
It's rare to have garlic go disease, but it does happen. Garlic is easy to grow. I've heard a few people who have had not had luck with it. How far do you space you near your, when you plant? How far apart do you space them?
6 inches.
If I do something, you might want to go to 8 or 10 inches on that. But being the mushy is what's bothering me on that. I can't put my finger on that. It's so rare to find a garlic disease and growing that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have different beds. Some of them will be phenomenal, and then I'll get a bed that'll have half of it, you know, doesn't come. You know, it just sort of looks wilted and mushy.
Your soil, there may be no polluting that's not healthy for soil, whether an oil-based thing or...
Yeah, actually, I'm waiting for some soil test results to come back, so maybe that's the answer.
Check into that, too. Put my finger right on it and give you a definite answer. But again, that there, www, might do some research on that a little bit. I'll investigate it also.
All right, Dieter, thank you for the call. Tony and Darby, is there a type of insect that targets garlic?
Really, that's one good thing about garlic planting. That's the deer don't get into it, insects, it keeps them away. So it's a pretty safe crop to grow that is usually pretty problem-free. So I'm sorry I can't put my finger on Dieter's problem with that.
And no vampires either.
That's an added bonus. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm are our guests today. The number is 1-800-348-2551. Again, that number is 1-800-348-2551 for all of your garlic and salty questions. Tony and Darby, let's take another one of these calls here. We go now to Chris. Chris, you're on.
Yes, my name's Chris. I was wondering is... I know this is a silly question, but have you ever heard of garlic ice cream?
Yes.
Oh.
The other thing is I was wanting to know is, can you use the spices for tea or no?
Spices for what?
Oh, like a garlic tea?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Other spices for tea. Because I have a heart problem, and I just was wondering if you could use any type of spices for tea.
Huh, a garlic tea recipe. Tony, Darby, have you heard of one?
You could take some things. A nice tea to make that's very healthy for you is a cumin seed tea.
Oh, isn't that good?
You could add some garlic to that also. I'm sure you can make any kind of cumin or tea or garlic tea and drink that. Or making garlic, okay. Mix it into apple cider vinegar. Maybe I'll heat that up a little bit with some honey in it.
Chris, what do you think of that?
I think it's pretty good. I called a while ago, but would rosemary tea be good?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Really? Okay. Because I'm into garlic and special herbs and stuff like that. And one more. Is the black garlic... more potent than the regular white garlic?
Hmm.
More beneficial health-wise, about 3 times more than the white garlic. It's a completely different, it's very sweet. So
it won't give me an after effect then?
No, it won't.
Nope.
Okay, thank you for your questions.
All
and
right.
I'll have to come
you
to your
much.
Farm sometime.
Thank you, Chris. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts are our guests today. They are answering all of your garlic questions. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. That's 1-800-348-2551. Tony and Darby, have you ever tried a garlic tea?
Garlic tea?
You could say it could be with a garlic apple cider vinegar. I've heated it up a few times as a tea in the wintertime, but... it'd be fine. Like, it's very palatable, I believe, for most people.
Oh, my. It's something I've never heard of, and now I really need to know about it. So you're going to have to brew up some garlic tea, and then we're going to have to talk about it next time.
Well, back to the garlic ice cream. That's one of the features at the Garlic Festival. That's one thing I've not tried. I don't want to ruin ice cream with garlic. I'll put garlic on anything, but I can't. That one I can't get. I made garlic applesauce. That's not too bad. It's pretty
that
palatable.
That was good.
Applesauce, I could see. Garlic ice cream, I think that might be where I have to draw the line there. I'm not so sure about that. Let's go now to, let's see, who's been waiting? Let's go now to Steven. Steven, you're on.
Hey, gang. How's things going?
Very garlicky over here.
Yeah. So I've grown garlic years ago, but we've got a nice garden. Haven't been trying it. Last fall, we put in about 35 cloves. Got a good crop out of it. They're maybe 6-7 inches apart, and no special amendments to the soil. It's healthy soil. Hmm. But the heads didn't get very big. They're sitting in my garage right now drying. I'm wondering, are there particular nutritional requirements or soil amendments that are important to garlic to ensure that you get a nice, healthy garlic bulb? And if you don't mind, a secondary question is how best to preserve these, aside from cooking up some black garlic and putting them in oil, to try to keep them usable for longer than just a matter of a few weeks.
Tony and Darby, take it away.
Your garlic, if dried properly, should last you 4 to 5 months or more. Do not store them where it's very hot or super cool, but right in a regular room in your house are good, where they can breathe a little bit. Back to your problem with the smaller heads. Larger size cloves will yield larger size heads. So I don't know what variety you planted, what size of cloves were, but large cloves will produce large heads.
Hmm. Think
okay.
of that, Stephen.
All right. Yeah, they were just random cloves, so they could have just been small cloves. I didn't realize that made a difference.
Yeah. There's where do you live?
Huh. Upstate New York, near Lake George.
Okay. Down in Hudson Way is a HomeQuest farm. Grows some very nice German red garlic. I have to get a bunch of supplemental garlic from them, too, and they're good-sized heads. I've had good luck replanting that. And sometimes in your head, if you go for 4 or 5 years, keep the biggest cloves to replant again and again and develop a large growing strain.
And you had said it's HomeQuest Farms?
HomeQuest Farms in Hudson. It's worth the trip. Fantastic garlic
okay.
to have.
Okay, Stephen, thank you for the call. I think now we go to Penny in Saratoga Lake. Penny, you're on.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This has nothing to do with garlic, but you might know, how do you know when to harvest horseradish?
To harvest horseradish?
Yes.
What do you want to know? You want to know when or?
How?
When?
How do you
know when it's ready? You can pull it up
anytime?
A
little bit. If you want to get at it right away, if you need some horseradish, I'll go at it when it's early to pick some small things out when I need it. But later in the fall, the leaves will start to wilt a little bit. You feel you can actually dig around a little bit, feel how big the root is on it. Some people it gets out of hand. That's like an invasive species and grows all over the place. My friend Bruce Zinke told me he was a kid. He planted horseradish. His father made him dig up every one of them in a couple of years. He said, "Don't you ever do that again." I wish my horseradish would grow that good. But even when they're small, you can use them. They're very potent.
Okay, so the bottom line is I should wait till the fall before they turn yellow.
Roots, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Penny, thank you for the call. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weagle of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts are our guests today. They are answering all of your garlic and your seasoning and your salt questions. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. That's 1-800-348-2551. Tony and Darby, we've got to take a break in a moment here, but I think we can squeeze in one more call before we go to break. What do you say? Tony and Darby, are you there?
We're here.
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, great. We go now to George in Wanton, Vermont. George, you're on.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to mention the guy that was talking about his garlic rotting on the bottom, and then you mentioned something about the bugs. About 4 years ago, I planted a clove of garlic at the base of each one of my fruit trees, and this is the fourth year they come back. It comes back every year. Seems to reseed itself, so and it keeps the bugs away, too. So I just thought I'd let you know that.
Huh.
Good information.
I've got garlic that grows that have grown from little bubles. If you like, you don't pick your scapes. That little scape will grow into almost like a little bigger than a golf ball head. there may be 200 or 300 little rice-type bubles in there. They're actually garlic seeds. It takes about 3 years for those to develop into a bigger garlic bulb. They'll come back every year when you do that, and it's a, I get them all over the place. In the spring, I use them as green garlic, garlic scallions. Even made black garlic out of scallions this year. It was very good, too. But it's good to have garlic everywhere.
Ah, garlic, the ever-resilient superfood, is our topic today. We have Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. They are on the line to answer your seasoning questions. 1-800-348-2551 is the number to call. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more Salt Talk. Welcome back to Vox Pop. I'm Jackie Orchard filling in for Ray Graff. We're talking about garlic, delicious garlic, and seasonings and salts. We have Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. Again, that's 1-800-348-2551. Tony and Darby, we've got a lot of calls stacking up here. What do you say we get to some of those callers?
Sounds good.
All right, great. We go now to Fred. Fred, you're on. Maybe we won't go to Fred. All right. Instead, we can go to Julie. Julie, you're on.
Hi there. I was wondering if you can grow your garlic in the same spot every year. I only have an area that I can do that. And for the past 3 years, it's come back okay, but I want to make sure that I'm not depleting the soil, and if there's something I should do before I plant in the fall.
I'll tell you a little secret. I grow some white garlic in the same spot for 10 years. I've got some good chicken doo-doo and goat doo-doo and other things I put in there. If you add some fertilizer, I think it'd be fine. It doesn't eat as much as many as some other plants do.
Okay, so if I put some compost on it before I do my bulbs or my cloves for the fall?
I'm sure you've had good luck with it for the last 3 or 4 years, too. So keep doing it.
Yeah, they've been doing really well, and I just don't want to jinx it. So, good.
Good to rotate.
Thank you very much for your information.
All right. Thank you, Julie, for the call. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel are our guests today of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Tony and Darby, are there different species of garlic? And if so, I mean, is your garden just full of, like, different garlic species? What's going on?
Thousands of this species of garlic. One year I grew 14 different varieties just to experiment with it. There's some that are hotter, more flavorful. I like to grow ones that have a little bit bigger heads. There's the one that the German Red produces a big head. There's a Spanish Roja. They get pretty good size. There's a
elephant.
White porcelain. It's good size. Elephant garlic is actually a leek. It's not really in a garlic. It's in the garlic family, but it's very, it's a lower flavor. It's a good stuff, but technically not a garlic or a super flavored garlic on it. But some people specialize in growing some of the smaller, hotter ones that are very good for flavoring things or if they like it hot. A fellow brought me a clove at a garlic festival once, took out his pocket, goes, here, eat this. It was worse than a hot pepper. So there's many different strains, and depending on what you want to get into. But if you want abundance of garlic to keep for cooking, no, the bigger ones will produce bigger heads, the bigger varieties, like a German red or a white porcelain.
The black garlic that you sell, is that, what species is that?
The German red with that, because it produces a good-sized head that turns out pretty well, and it's happy being turned into black garlic.
You're saying German redwood? Is that what you're saying?
German red.
German red garlic. Got it. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel are our guests today. We're talking salts, seasonings, garlic. The number is 1-800-348-2551. I think we go now to Peggy, who's been waiting for a moment. Peggy, you're on.
Hi, y'all. We are beside ourselves because of COVID. We won't get to go to the garlic festival because we just buy it for the whole year. And I was just wondering if you guys sell it at your farm, or if there's, or how can we garlic people find garlic this year without the festival?
I don't have enough garlic to sell myself. I buy a lot of supplemental garlic from HomeQuest and Hudson. But I was going to say at the end of the show that without the garlic festival, some of the garlic festivals are putting up websites with all their vendors on. You'll probably see that come up to help them out. But please support your local farmer and the people you get to the garlic festival support before to let them get their garlic out there. There's people with garlic sitting all over the place ready to go. And that's a sad thing of missing our garlic festival. It's a highlight for many people over the years of, like the Vermont one grew almost 20,000 people last year, and they approached 50,000 at Hudson Valley and Socrates. So there's people just waiting for it. And it's out there to be bought, so you got to get in contact with your local people and find out where you want to get it. Keep buying garlic and growing it and eating it.
I will do my best. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Peggy. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts are our guests today. The number is 1-800-348-2551. We go now to Donna. Donna, you're on.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
I sure can. What's your question?
Well, thank you for having the show. My granddaughter is a garlic freak. She puts garlic on everything.
Oh.
So I'm wondering, the black garlic, does it, you said it's sweet, but does it still have that garlic flavor?
No anymore. Although it's made from garlic, and it has a name garlic, it's a completely different animal. People expect it to be like a different flavor of garlic, but it's very umami. It's a more like a tamarind or molasses or
licorice
type flavor. It's unique. You get to love it as eating it. But I think people who are traditional garlic freaks know are waiting for that taste in it. But it's a whole different animal that people get to like and develop a taste for.
Okay, Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts are our guests today. They are discussing different types of garlic, growing garlic, preparing garlic, cooking with garlic, and also seasonings and salts. The number is 1-800-348-2551. Again, that's 1-800-348-2551. We go now to Louisa in Kingston. Louisa, you're on.
Good afternoon. I had a question. Many years ago, I ate a roasted garlic at an upscale restaurant, and I tried to replicate it by putting store-bought garlic heads in the oven with a little bit of salt, and it didn't come out too good. So I was wondering, is that a special type of garlic they use? I remember it was quite large. It was just fantastic. The flavor was just great. So is there a special garlic that they use for that, to make roast garlic to serve as like an appetizer?
Tony?
You're breaking up on me a little bit, but if you can hear me, garlic and roasting garlic is very simple. You can take an easy way to do it is put some oil right down the middle, pull some of the skin back on a whole head, put the garlic down by the stem on it, and roll it up, wrap it up in some aluminum foil and bake it in the oven for maybe 15 to 20 minutes. You don't need to get too far with it or actually spice it anyway.
All right, Louisa, thank you for the call. We have Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm on today to answer all of your garlic questions. And we go now to Jean. Jean, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy this man is on there. I had my first taste. I'm still, the black garlic, when you get a large, bowl, meaning I bought it at a farmer's market to, to eat it. I'm not growing it. And it is unbelievable. It's the most delicious thing I ever had in my life. and your guest is right. It goes for, I live alone, but I'm using it still, and it does go a long way. And then the other thing I was going to say is the woman who just called, I don't know where she's from, but the fresh garlic is now available. It's, I think, called Osborne Road Farms. They're not open all the time, but they usually will have their sign out when they are. And I did a U-turn yesterday when I saw the sign that said garlic is ready. And it is absolutely fabulous. It's right not far from the intersection of Albany Shaker Road and Osborne Road. It fronts on Osborne, and it's magnificent. And they're just, you know, small growers, but they are there if somebody wants the garlic.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Thank you very much, Jean.
All right, and I love this show because I love garlic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel are our guests today. They are of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts, and they are ready to answer your garlic and your salt questions. 1-800-348-2551. We go now to Camille in Pennsylvania. Camille, you're on.
Yes, hi. It's my first time tuning in. I'm so excited to be hearing about garlic.
Woo! Me too.
10 years ago, I bought a house with my husband as newlyweds, and we planted our very first garden.
Cute.
5 years ago, he passed away, but I have been planting the garlic religiously every year. And I can't help but think that what happens when the day comes that I move to a new house, and I may not be in the time when it would be planting season, but the garlic is already in the ground. How can I safely remove and unearth the garlic to be able to take it with me if it's not the right season?
Tony.
New house owners, I don't think there's a safe way to do that. But it'd be a good present for them. Just start a new bed the next year. It's your new abode.
Tony, can you say that again? How does she transplant?
I don't think there's any success in really transplanting it, no upsetting the roots on it. It would not take good in a new location to leave it for the new house owner after you leave and start a new bed the following year or new batch.
Okay. Well, that answers that question. Enjoy it while I've got it, I guess.
You bet. Absolutely.
That's right.
Thank you, Camille. Thank you for the call. Tony, isn't there a way that she could save a clove or something and plant that in the new location?
There's no time to plant it. Don't save the clothes. This time of year is about when most of the garlic is being matured in the Northeast, and a good time to do is save. Don't plant them, but save some of those for going to, if you know you're going to do it before your new location. Just take some of your garlic with you if it's ready to go.
Mm.
Let's say halfway through the year, if I wouldn't take, but that's a good way to do is take some old clothes with you.
Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm are with us on the line to answer your garlic questions. 1-800-348-2551 is the number to call. We now go to Clint in Queensbury. Clint, you're on.
Hi, yes, I have a question. Do you use cover crops on your rows of garlic once you've harvested? So it's like I harvest in mid-July, and then the rest of the year I like to try to cover my rows with something. So I was wondering if you planted or if you just covered it with like leaves or something.
I just pulled up. This week I'm going to take most of my garlic out, just till it up and plant acorn squash in for a fall crop. But during the year, using my lawnmower clipper, I get a bagger in my mower, riding mower, and lawnmower clipper is a good way to keep the weeds down, keep it safe, and also puts more nutrients back into the ground.
Okay, yeah, so I tried beets this year. That's what I'm trying for my fall crop. But then I had a second question. Have you ever fermented garlic cloves and honey?
No, but garlic cloves and honey is a great thing. I've seen a few people do it.
Okay, that was it. Thank you very much for all the information.
All right, thank you very much for calling, Clint. Tony, is there a reason that you would ferment garlic cloves and honey? Is that for a recipe?
Oh, yeah. Add some apple cider vinegar to it, and you've got the fountain of youth there. Like I said before, 157 years old. We're trying for that.
I think you have your new product that you should market called Fountain of Youth.
The garlic is called garlic shots, and quite often they have minced garlic, honey, and apple cider vinegar, which some people religiously take every day, and some people have done it for many, many years. I swear by it. I guarantee it will straighten you out.
Now, to make a garlic shot, are you pressing the garlic? Are you chopping it up and throwing it in there?
Mince it up. Chop it up. Put in some apple cider vinegar. Throw a little bit of honey in there. Pretend you're at the bar room, fire shot down.
Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm are on the line to answer your garlic questions. 1-800-348-2551. We go now to Jean in Ulster County. Jean, you're on.
Hi. I was shopping earlier today in a large grocery store, and the store offered Chinese garlic, which I won't buy, okay? I live in farm country, and I prefer to buy my produce that way. But how is it that this garlic looks so perfect? Like everything is the same size, the same color. It's just odd.
Hmm. 3 billion people over there planting and growing it for you. There's a lot to be said about Chinese garlic that's mostly not in a good way. There's a series on Netflix called Rotten that touched base on about 10 different subjects. One's the garlic industry. And to find out about Charlie's Chinese garlic is a good place to look. So if you get Netflix, just think about avocados, water, many other things. But the garlic one is quite interesting. But stay away from Chinese garlic is what I can tell you. There's so many people in this country growing it, and so many people locally growing it, and grow it yourself.
Gene, does that answer your question?
It does, and I will look. I do have Netflix. I've seen some of those episodes, but I have not seen that one. So I definitely will look for it. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, okay. Gene. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts are our guests today, and they are answering your questions about garlic and seasoning. We go now probably to our last caller as the show is winding down to Olivia in Saratoga. Olivia, you're on.
Olivia, you're on. Oh, hello. I'm a little confused regarding black garlic. Is it a variety of garlic or is it a way of preparing it?
It's a way of treating it. It's your standard white garlic. Any garlic you have can be turned into black garlic. I personally prefer to use the larger size heads of garlic. But it's a process that changes it from white garlic to black garlic. So any standard garlic that you grow can be converted into black garlic.
Right. How does one do that?
The best way is to buy a fermenter, black garlic machine, they'll call it, or black garlic fermenter, although technically it's not fermented, is the best way to do it.
BlackGarlicStore.com. Thank you.
Try some.
Okay. I shall. Thank you.
All right. Olivia, thank you for the call. Now, Tony and Darby, they are here on the line from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. They've answered your questions about garlic. Now, if you want to know more information, Tony and Darby, where can people go to learn all they need to know about black garlic and your seasonings?
We have two things. RollingRockSalt.com is our standard site for the thing we talked about in many previous shows. Because of the black garlic so popular, and I got more information on there, it's BlackGarlicStore.com. You can find information on some of our products on there.
All right. There you have it. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel. Thank you very much. We are just about out of time. Thanks to everyone who called in about garlic and seasonings, and my apologies to those left on the line. I want to thank Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm for being on the line with us today. Support for Food Friday comes from Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world. SpiritHAUS.com. Pike Global Foods, bulk ingredients for makers of chocolates, pastries, confections, and baked goods. Wholesale and online direct at PikeGlobalFoods.com. And Del Mar Farmers Market, now at Bethlehem Middle School, 332 Kenwood Avenue, Del Mar, Saturdays from 9 to 1, featuring local and organic farm products, baked goods, fair trade crafts, delmarmarket.org for information. Thank you to our engineer, Zach Malloy. Charlene Knight, the wonderful, amazing, took your calls. I am producer and host this week, Jackie Orchard. Thanks again for joining us on Vox Pop. We'll be back next week for Medical Monday.